when did you first know that coaching was something you were going to be interested in after your playing career?
Well, honestly, before I even knew I had a playing career, I wanted to coach. So I went to school to be a teacher and a coach. And from that point forward, even when I was playing, I kind of prepared and wanted to be prepared in that manner so that I knew when I could transition after I was done,
right,
that I'd have an opportunity. And fortunately, the opportunity's here, and trying to make the most of it.
Yeah, so what's your role with the team right now? Are you going to be with the team through camp as an intern? Is
yep.
that correct?
Yeah, I'm going to do right now I'm intern for the special teams. I'm going to be all here, OTAs, mini camp, all the way through training camp. So excited about that opportunity, and hopefully we can roll it into something more.
Yeah, and as I recall, you interviewed for the special teams assistant job. How valuable was that experience for you to get to go through that process, through that side of things? You're still young in your coaching
right.
career.
Right, I think this offseason was good for me in the fact that I interviewed with San Diego and as well here. And just going through that process enlightened me to a little bit more of what I even knew. And then going down to the Senior Bowl and meet with a bunch of coaches and GMs and things like that through that process was really valuable for me just to be able to have an opportunity to be back here.
Yeah, so obviously you're with special teams. You're a very productive special teams player during your career. You're also a very productive linebacker playing in the defense. Do you see yourself maybe trying to get – I know Al is a friend of yours yeah. as well. Are you going to be spending some time with that group a little bit too?
Yeah, as of right now, like during the OTAs here, I'm with Al and the individual too. So try to get an opportunity to be over there and get some knowledge in that regard as well. You know, for me it's – I mean, here's a special teams assistant and intern, and that's my first priority. But, you know, if we're not doing anything, the punters aren't kicking, or we don't have the specialists working at that point, I can get over and sneak 10, 15 minutes over with those guys, I'll do it. And just the more knowledge I feel like and the more opportunity to coach and be around the guys is a better fit for me.
So you said when you were in school, you always knew you wanted to coach, teach.
Yep.
Throughout your career, did you have like a notebook where you taking notes all the time?
Oh, yeah.
What you liked that coaches did, what you thought you might want to do?
Oh, yeah. I have every playbook I've ever had, all my own notes as well as all our game plans from every year we've ever played, every game. Kind of compartmentalize those by what coaches are, what coordinators, special teams as well as offensive coordinators, and then kind of went through, and I have, you know, tons of quotes from all the coaches I played under, kind of in a separate notebook, just kind of things that, like you said, that I enjoyed and things that I liked and I thought worked well against certain things. Made a little notation, made sure I put it in a separate notebook so I'd have it.
Yeah. Just want to ask you about some former teammates who are still here, obviously. Luke, TD, you know, arguably the best linebacker group in the game. When you were away from it, away from the group, surprised at all by anything you saw those guys do when you were watching them?
Not at all. I mean, obviously playing with them for 2 years and then having Shaq come in and AJ continue to grow and progress. The depth at linebacker is obviously a position, and it's beneficial for us on special teams as well because they can play all four core special teams and give us a lot there. And just the mentality and the personalities of those guys add a lot of value to this team.